So you're almost having like asynchronous Q&A session. That just makes life easier for a lot of people, including presenters, right? Because you know what to sort of expect. The last one is sort of similar. I saw this, like Linux Foundation did this like a few years ago. I made a presentation again with Sophia on documentation, and then there was a Slack channel for Q&As. And after our presentation, we were on there for like 30, 45 minutes, which I thought was great. Because typically, like when you're at a convention center, you get shooed out after your presentation. So people only have like a 5-minute window to ask you questions, like if you ran out of time, right? This just gave us a lot more time to answer questions and also for people to be, vocal with their comments and feedback, which I thought was great. And I made sure that I let a lot of people know that I thought that was pretty awesome. So I know I'm almost out of time, so I think I've covered most of these. So it's not either or. The virtual events can complement what you're doing like in person. Just remember that we've been doing like a virtual collaboration for a long time, and this is definitely an important toolkit to help community members. And then especially for people who can't always travel for whatever reason, financial or otherwise. And the final point I want to make, actually we the platforms that we're using for online events, like including Hopin, I'm not saying that's my favorite tool, but even Hopin has really evolved over time. And one of the things I noticed when I talk to event management vendors is that they'll give a list of, here are the virtual event platforms that we support. One company, they provided like 15 logos, including like Hopin, so there are just more alternatives available. So I think we have better platforms and tools to run events virtually. And yeah, I think that's it. I just want to make sure I have time for questions. Hopefully you were able to hear me up there. Thank you.
Ray, because it's you, you can do one question, even though we're over time, because we think you're awesome.
All right, thank you.
Anyone want to ask a question? I see a hand. Off we go. You are the final question of the Community Dev Room for FOSDEM 2023. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much for the talk.
Thank you.
We have a global market, but obviously we don't have big resources like big companies. So I wonder how much it is to put up with, to set up the whole logistic of the virtual event live streaming.
Yeah.
Because we definitely have a global market, so obviously you can't be relying on everyone assisting to your event if you do it in person. I'm thinking probably best thing is to just record it and then put it available online a week later or something like that, rather than having to live stream it as a proper hybrid event. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, so the question for people online, because even Zoom is not free, right? And then, is it okay to sort of, pre-record things and make content available for people to like consume and ask questions to? I think that's completely valid. Actually, one of the things I learned from these vendors, they don't, on a virtual platform, they actually don't encourage you to have like a live presentation and a Q&A, because there's just a lot more technical difficulty you can run through. So they call it Simulive. They prefer that they have the presenter record and be available for 10 minutes of questioning. As an example, but if you don't want to have person available 10 minutes online for questioning, you can still have create a Google Doc, here's a recording, please submit your questions over this period of time, and the presenter or other people can answer them, so there's all documented, right? So I think that's completely valid. So you don't have to use Zoom. I've been using Zoom for the past few years, so that's what I'm comfortable with, but you can do live streaming from Google Hangout. But I haven't tried it hands-on myself, but I know that's doable, so that's an option. But having something pre-recorded available on YouTube channel, but here's the documentation, it could be a wiki page or Google Docs, please submit your questions. We'll close the questioning in like 7 days, and whoever the presenter was, whoever the content expert is, we'll get back to you with their answer. So I think that's a completely valid thing to do. It doesn't have to be 100% interactive. Yeah.